Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to this, the Heatherridge 6th Ward, and our ward conference. We especially want to welcome our visitors and those who are here from stake leadership. We're glad to have you with us today. I'm Bishop Misbach, and I have been asked to conduct today's services by our stake president, James T. Evans, who presides and is seated on the stand with his counselors, President Montague and President Anderson. We appreciate all who are here, and I'm certain that it will be a wonderful service today. Before we begin, let me just take care of a couple of items of business and housekeeping. I'll refer you to the announcements in our program for upcoming events, and just a little bit of instruction about how today's meetings will go. Sunday school, all of the youth will meet together combined in the overflow of the gym. So young men, young women, all of youth will meet there. Sunday school classes otherwise will be held as usual. And then there will be a combined young women meeting the third hour, but they'll meet in their usual location. And priesthood will also meet for opening exercises in its usual location. However, after priesthood opening exercises, the Melchizedek priesthood will all stay in the gym. The youth, the young men, will actually move to the high priest group. So those are a few of the changes for today's meetings. So we will begin this meeting now by singing hymn number 34, O Ye Mountains High, following which the invocation will be offered by Brother Robert Murdoch.
Our eternal Father in heaven, humbly we bow our heads at the beginning of this sacrament meeting and ward conference. We express love and appreciation to thee, Father, and gratitude for the opportunity of attending this meeting, partaking of the sacrament, and learning and filling of the Spirit and messages that will be presented this day. We ask thee that thy Spirit might attend us. We're grateful for the leadership of our stake and pray that thy blessings upon them. We're grateful for our ward, our bishop, and those that counsel and serve us so well. May thy blessings be with them. May we be grateful for the sacrament, the many blessings and opportunities it affords us. We're grateful for thee and thy son, Jesus Christ. We say these things humbly in the name of thy beloved son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Murdoch. With a change to the program as outlined, we will now be pleased to hear from President Evans. At the conclusion of our meeting, we will close by singing hymn number 7, Israel, Israel, God is Calling, and our benediction will be offered by Sister Cami Buman. President Evans.
Thank you, Bishop. Brothers and sisters, it's good to be with you at your ward conference today. My eyes, as I get older, I have to wander through the back first so I know who's back there because I can't see that far anymore, but I used to be able to. But we welcome all of you here today. Great to be with you. The Lord has directed us at as a stake presidency and confirmed in the temple that after almost 5.5 years of service, that we're here today to reorganize your bishopric and make a change in your bishop. And he also said it's okay to do that as part of the ward conference. So that's what we're going to do today. And I received recently a letter from the First Presidency authorizing that we conduct this business today. And you'll have a chance as part of your ward conference sustaining to sustain a new bishop. And I would hope that as I extend these releases, that you'll take time in the coming day and weeks and months to express, I know, the appreciation you all feel for this wonderful bishopric and this wonderful bishop who's seated behind me here today. So Alan R. Misbach has been released as bishop of the Heatherridge 6th Ward. Michael L. Roberts has been released as first counselor in the bishopric, and Christopher B. Beckstead has been released as second counselor. Also, Brother Darren W. DeVore has been released as ward executive secretary. And we propose that they be given a vote of thanks for their faithful service. Those who would like to express their appreciation may manifest it by the uplifted hand. Any opposed? We don't oppose that. And you know, Bishop, those hands didn't want to go down. I saw somebody here that just stayed up there, and if I hadn't told them to, they would have left them up there along with us. And we'll talk more about the sustaining of a bishop a little bit later, but at this time, I'd like to now ask President Anderson to conduct the sustaining of general church, stake, and ward officers at this time. President Anderson.
Maybe we should have President Montague do this. The annual conference of the Heatherridge 6th Ward of the Orem, Utah Heatherridge Stake of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, held this day, February 25th, 2018. It is proposed that we sustain as general authorities of the church Russell M. Nelson as prophet, seer, and revelator, and as the president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Dallin H. Oakes as first counselor in the First Presidency, and Henry B. Irene as second counselor in the First Presidency. All those in favor, if you please manifest by the uplifted hand. Thank you. Any opposed, by the same sign. Dallin H. Oakes as president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. M. Russell Ballard as acting president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, and as members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, M. Russell Ballard, Jeffrey R. Holland, Dieter F. Uchtdorf, David A. Bednar, Quentin L. Cook, D. Todd Christofferson, Neil L. Anderson, Ronald A. Rasband, Gary E. Stevenson, and Dale G. Renland. The counselors in the First Presidency and the 12 apostles as prophets, seers, and revelators. All those in favor may manifest. Any opposed may manifest. All other general authorities, area 70s, and general officers of the church as presently constituted. All in favor, please manifest. Any opposed, by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain James T. Evans as president of the Orem, Utah Heatherridge Stake of Zion, with Matthew M. Montague as first counselor and S. John Anderson Jr. as second counselor. Those in favor, please manifest. Any opposed may manifest. All other stake officers is now constituted. Those in favor, please manifest. Any opposed, by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Michael L. Roberts as bishop of the Heatherridge 6th Ward, with David W. Holland as first counselor and Thomas L. Crabb as second counselor. Those in favor, please manifest. Any opposed may manifest. Thank you, brother. As ward clerk, Glenn E. Wagley. As ward executive secretary, Eric Thomas. As assistant ward clerks, Richard D. Clark, Belisario, Colorado, James R. Johnson, Darren W. DeVore. Those in favor, please manifest. Any opposed, please manifest. It is proposed that we sustain as the presidency of the Relief Society Karen A. Hamilton, president, Claudia C. Reed, first counselor, and Renee Bigler, second counselor, with Karen M. Mitchell, secretary. As the presidency of the primary, Nikki Ivey, president, Christina J. Beebe, first counselor, and Heidi L. Waite, second counselor, with Deborah Misbach, secretary. As the presidency of the Sunday school, Mark S. Porrett, president, Robert G. Murdoch, first counselor, and Graham Shaw, second counselor. As the presidency of the young men, Rodney G. Sweeten, president, David G. Groom, first counselor, and McKay C. Swope, second counselor, with Jason J. Hill, secretary. As the presidency of the young women, Judy Porrett, president, Allison M. Dupree, first counselor, and Susan Shaw, second counselor, with Ann L. Johnson, secretary. As ward mission leader, Jack L. Reed. All other ward officers and teachers is now constituted. All in favor, please manifest. Thank you. Any opposed, by the same sign. Wonderful. For your information, the following will be sustained or presented for sustaining vote in their group, quorum, or class, and there is no need to stand at this time. As the leaders of the ward group of the stake high priest, Larry A. Shaw, group leader, Dennis R. Buman, first assistant, and Daniel B. Broadbent, second assistant, with Richard E. Grapes, Jr., secretary. As the presidency of the elders quorum located in the Heatherridge 6th Ward, Daniel C. Holdaway, president, Reed J. Anderson, first counselor, and Matthew A. Noxon, second counselor, with Colton B. Stoddard, secretary. As the presidency of the priest quorum, Michael L. Roberts, bishop, with Cameron M. Mulford, first assistant. As the presidency of the teachers quorum, Austin C. Beckstead, president, Samuel D. Shaw, first counselor, and Isaac R. Buman, second counselor, with Kobe P. Gazaway, secretary. As the presidency of the Deacons Quorum, Dylan T. Gazaway, president, C. Cooper Wagley, first counselor, and Tyler R. Anderson, second counselor. As the presidency of the Laurel Class, Caitlin P. Cannell, president, Madeline J. Mulford, first counselor, and Quincy K. Crabb, second counselor, with Chantel M. Gilbert Wahib, secretary. As the presidency of the Miami-Maid Class, Alexa M. Jackman. As the presidency of the Beehive Class, Zoe A. Holdaway, president, Emily K. Beckstead, first counselor, and Veronica G. Woolley, second counselor. For information of the ward, there are 6 members serving full-time missions. We would now invite the new bishopric to take their place on the stand with us to join us. Thank you.
We'd like to hear some testimonies at this time, if we could. 2 of these individuals don't know I'm going to call on them, and 2 of them do. Probably the ones I don't call on will be the best testimony, or they didn't know I was going to call on. So, first of all, I'd like to ask Sister Beckstead if she would come up and share her testimony with us, if she would. And then following Sister Beckstead, we'll hear from Brother Beckstead, his testimony. Following Brother Beckstead, we'd like to ask Sister Misbach if she'd come up and bear her testimony. And I already checked with the bishop, and I was told he can come to my house for dinner. If I call on you, and just kidding. So, no, we'd love to hear from you, Sister Misbach. Thank you. And then following Sister Misbach, we'll ask Bishop Misbach to come and bear his testimony. And then following that, we would like to ask Sister Roberts to bear a brief testimony, and then Bishop Roberts, and we'll proceed to that point. Thank you. Sister Beckstead.
I'm grateful for the opportunity to share my testimony. I have a really strong testimony of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and his love for us. And I know that he is directing this church and all the affairs of it. I'm grateful for the inspiration and the guidance that we have. I am just especially grateful today for Bishop Misbach. I feel like he is one of the reasons we were supposed to move into this ward. He was there at the right time that we needed some extra help in our lives for a particular challenge we had, and he had just what we needed. And I'm so grateful for his guidance and direction and the way that he has loved and served us so well. And I'm so grateful for that. That's the overwhelming feeling I have today is just gratitude. Gratitude for Heavenly Father, for that tender mercy of putting us here at the right time that we really needed to be here. I'll never forget the evening he showed up at my doorstep with his kids and delivered us some bread and told us we were the first family that had moved into the ward since he had become bishop, and it just was no coincidence. I'm so grateful for him and for Sister Miss back and all of her support. I'm thankful for the opportunity I have to be a member of this ward and this stake, and I'm grateful for each of you, and I just want you to know that I have a testimony of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and of our living prophet and the other leaders of the church, and I say this in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
That wasn't fair to me. I don't get emotional very often, but I didn't know that was happening either, so that was a surprise. I also love Bishop Misbach. It's been a pleasure serving with him and having him be a friend and be my bishop as well. I know I've felt love in a stronger way with seeing him and how he's loved each of you as ward members, and just loved to serve as bishop, which has been an inspiration. Sometimes I've sensed from bishops it's a burden, but for him it's been a journey of love because it's come from the heart, and he's a truly, truly great man. And as I mentioned in a meeting earlier today, has impacted my life personally as much as anyone outside my family. So I love him so dearly. It's also excited for Bishop Roberts. One of the first to be able to say Bishop Roberts. So that's neat. It's been really fun to serve with him, and he'll be a great bishop for us and for our ward, and look forward to having him be our bishop. One of the hardest parts of being a counselor is asking people to do things. I don't enjoy particularly asking people to do things, but y'all have all made it very easy by your willingness to serve and love and help one another and to speak and serve in callings. It's been an easy ward from that perspective. And so thank all of you for making all of our jobs easy by your willingness to serve and for every time showing up to speak. There's always that moment of heartbeat, but thank you for that. I love our Savior, Jesus Christ. I love the peace that he can give to us in our lives and the only true peace that we can have. I know he lives. I know he loves us. And I share that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I don't think I can count the many times that my husband has come home since he's been the bishop and said to me, "We are very blessed." And sometimes this has just been a spontaneous response when he comes home, and other times it has been a response to a discouraging comment that I've made about certain circumstances in our lives. And it has helped me to realize the blessings in my life. As he has said, we are so blessed. He names our blessings. And by the end of our conversation, I'm convinced that we're very blessed. And the discouraging event or situation that was on my mind has turned to gratitude for the blessings that I have. And so I think one of the blessings, or the biggest blessing, that our family has received, or at least I have received, is seeing the Lord's hand in my life. And even though our lives are far from perfect, and we pray for miracles to happen in our lives every day that we feel like need to happen, it gives me hope, and to know that everything in the end will be okay. And so I'm so grateful for that blessing that has been in my life as my husband has served as bishop. I know this church is true. I'm so grateful for it in my life, and for it, how it affects me, my family, and for the knowledge of the gospel. I'm grateful for the opportunity Alan has had to serve as bishop and how it's helped our family grow. And I'm excited for Bishop Roberts. And know that it's the right time, too. I feel that strongly, that it's the right time for this change. And so he has our full support. And so grateful for that. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Isn't she great? I am very blessed. Very, very blessed. It is, can you believe it's been 5 years? It went so quickly. And I have loved serving as your bishop. The overwhelming word that keeps passing through my mind today is gratitude. I am just so grateful. I'm grateful for you. Serving as your bishop has been easy. It's been a privilege, an honor. I've learned so much from you. I'm scared. I'm really a little scared. I have forgotten what it's like to not have several hundred people praying for me on a daily basis. I am so grateful to you for that, and so pleased to tell Bishop Roberts how many blessings are in store for him. You just don't know until you've experienced it what it's like. Some of you here know what I'm talking about. To have a loving, faithful, supportive ward sustaining you and supporting you, it's just a blessing. There's no other way to put it. It's a huge blessing. So I was very, very pleased to raise my hand high to sustain Bishop Roberts. What a great man. I knew of his greatness when he moved into the ward and met him and his awesome family, and have had the privilege to work closely with him over these last few years. The Lord has prepared him to serve as our bishop. So I'm very pleased. Brother Beckstead said it from the pulpit, called him Bishop Roberts, but I beat you to it. I leaned over to him and said, "Congratulations, Bishop Roberts," right after he was sustained. So I was the first one. And couldn't be more pleased. Couldn't be more pleased. And Bishop Roberts, you... you will be in my daily prayers, and I am confident, if I may for one last time speak for this ward, Bishop Roberts, you will be in all of our prayers, you and your family. It's been such a privilege to work closely with two stake presidents, two wonderful men. I told President Evans this morning that that was one of the things that I will miss as being bishop, is being one of the few members of the stake who gets to sit alone with him each month and learn from him, his counsel, and his great love, for which I can attest. He is a wonderful man who bears well the keys of the priesthood over our stake, and I love and sustain him. I love and sustain our dear prophet, the other leaders of the church, our local leaders. I love my Heavenly Father and my Savior Jesus Christ. I believe in him. And in his gospel. And of that I testify. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Well, I guess first I want to say we'll take all the prayers we can get. It's humbling, and I just want you to know that I know that Mike will be a really good bishop. He's a really good person, a good man, and I love him so much, and we're grateful for the opportunity for growth. We all have, our lives are full of opportunities to grow and change and progress and learn, and just count this as another one, so thanks for the opportunity. I know sometimes growth comes with a little stretching and sometimes discomfort, or however you want to put it, but we're grateful for the opportunity, and I'm grateful that Mike will have the opportunity to serve you. He loves people, and he loves to talk, and he loves to get to know. He'll love to get to know you and more and more. I'll just bear my testimony that I know that Heavenly Father knows me and our family and each of us. He is so good and so kind, and provides us with the reassurances of his love every day and all around us if we are open to that. And I've so appreciated his guidance in my life. In so many various circumstances and with our family, and just know that he's there. And I know that we get to know him through our Savior, Jesus Christ, as we strengthen our relationship with him, that we come to feel our Heavenly Father's love more and more and deeply and deeper and deeper. I know that he lives. I know we have a living prophet who even claps at basketball games. So I'm at a basketball game last night. He's a person, and he's a chosen person right now to serve as our prophet and the president of our church. And I love him and his example. Again, I just am so thankful for opportunities to learn and grow, and we look forward to this, and Mike will be great, and we're grateful for our other leaders, and so thankful for the great example that Bishop Misbeck has been for our family and all of us, and know that and feel his love and support, and appreciate that so much. I say that in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
First of all, I'd like to thank Mrs. Bishop Misbeck for the opportunity to serve with him. He's probably one of the most optimistic, positive people to be around, and very sensitive to the needs of people, and a wonderful bishop to serve with and to learn from. So that was a great opportunity. I've had a few weeks to know about this, and I have to admit, it's been the most humbling. Humbling things that I've been ever asked to do. When President Anderson was sustaining me, this wave just hit me. The spirit and the confirmation, but also the responsibility to serve. That's what these callings are all about, is to serve others and to help. I look forward to continuing to work with each of you and to get to know each of you. I mean, we've been in the ward just a little over 3 years, and still don't feel like I know everyone well, and look forward to that opportunity. I have a strong testimony of Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven, and this gospel, and the keys of the priesthood. And I marvel at how the church operates, and as it moves forward in helping prepare us so that we can return to our Heavenly Father. This morning I was reading the scriptures in 3 Nephi 26, and this is when Christ is with his saints in the Americas, and he was healing and teaching. This is where he was teaching for multiple days, but two scriptures, 19 and 20, really hit me as it relates to us. And it says, they taught and did minister one to another, and they had all things in common among them, every man dealing justly one with another. And it came to pass they did do all things even as Jesus had commanded them. And I think of us as a family and what we can do to help each other in learning and growing and building our testimony of Christ and preparing ourselves. And I look forward to working with my new counselors and with each of you so that we can feel that spirit and have that same view that we feel that unity as a ward. Again, very humbled by this. Definitely not something I aspired for. I do this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, sisters and brothers, for your testimonies. And we love you. We're grateful for you and your example of following Christ in your lives. In the letter I received from the First Presidency, I want to share a couple parts out of that with you. It states that at the very beginning that Michael Leon Roberts has been approved to succeed Alan R. Misbach as the Bishop of the Heatherridge 6th Ward. He should be presented to the membership of the ward for their sustaining vote. If the ward approves, you are authorized to ordain him a bishop and set him apart to preside over the ward and to be the president of the Aaronic priesthood and the priest quorum in the ward, conferring upon him all the keys, rights, powers, and authority of the office. And then also goes on to state, in addition to that, referring to his duties as a common judge in Israel and as the presiding high priest in the ward, and also with specific emphasis on responsibilities for the Aaronic priesthood and the young women of comparable age. And then maybe the very last paragraph states, please advise the new bishop that he has our confidence in prayers and all the responsibilities involved in this most important assignment. Assure him that he will find great satisfaction as he faithfully devotes himself to his calling. Sincerely yours, Russell M. Nelson, Dallin H. Oaks, and Henry B. Eyring, First Presidency. So I wanted to share that with you so you knew that that your bishop that you've sustained today has the support of our dear First Presidency, and of whom I testify are prophets and revelators. I had a chance last night, as you mentioned, he was at the basketball game. I had a chance last night to shake his hand. He came right into the food line, into the room where I was, and right behind me, and President Worthen said, hello, President Evans, President Nelson, this is one of your stake presidents. And President Nelson said, well, it's nice to check up on my stake presidents every now and then. And just to shake his hand, I add my witness and testimony that he is a prophet of God. One of the great joys that we have in this dispensation is to have a prophet of God on the earth who leads us, who guides us, who testifies of the divinity of Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. And I add my simple witness to what they testify is true and look forward coming up in about a month, a little less than a month, to be able to hear from him and the others again at our general conference. You've had just remarkable bishops here in this ward. As you made the transition, somewhere I couldn't tell as I went back in the history books of when to transition. Now Bishop Ryrie is a bishop, and the ward's kind of changed the boundaries a little bit, and we went from Bishop Ryrie to Bishop Wilkinson and Bishop Brunst and Bishop Anderson and Bishop Misbach and Bishop Roberts. So each of these men, did they aspire after the calling? Absolutely not. Did they have perfections like I do and we all do? Absolutely, we do. But through the sustaining power that you, through your prayers, are able to fulfill this calling to be able to bless you and to help you and lift you and sustain you. President James E. Faust once stated, "I have admired and respected every bishop I've ever had. I have tried not to question their guidance, and I have felt that in sustaining and following their counsel, I was protected against the sleight of men and cunning craftiness. This was because each of these called and chosen leaders was entitled to the divine revelation that comes with the calling. Disrespect for ecclesiastical leaders has caused many to suffer spiritual weakening and downfall. We should look past any perceived imperfections, warts, or spots of the men called to preside over us and uphold the office which they hold," end quote. And then I love the counsel that Elder Tom Perry once gave about being careful of the pressure we put on bishops. He said this, and I quote, "We need to be considerate of the time demands we make on them so they can complete the assignments they have been given and have sufficient time to plan, to organize, to meditate, to ponder, and to be receptive to the inspiration and promptings of the Lord in their great stewardship. If we continually bring problems to their office that we could solve ourselves, it only takes their precious time, which is needed in assignments they cannot delegate." And then he went on to offer some suggestions, and you've heard most of those, but things such as, you know, pondering ourselves or going to maybe a quorum leader or looking at ways we can try to do things. Obviously, there's certain things that we need to take to the bishop, and by all means, let's do that as our common judge in Israel. But let's be sensitive to them and their time and allow them to receive the inspiration necessary to help bless each of your lives as members of their ward. President Packer once stated, "In all the world, there is nothing quite like the office of the bishop in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Except for parents, the bishop has the best opportunity to teach and to cause to be taught the things that matter most. And a bishop has a remarkable opportunity to teach parents about the responsibility. Then he must allow them time to teach their children." And that's what we, hopefully the bishop will be able to do, is as he and the ward leaders teach the things that need to be taught, to allow you to be able to receive inspiration personally and for your own families on things that need to be done. I love coming to this ward. And one of the reasons is, I know Brother Dayton, I won't use it. They have many names for this corner of the chapel over here. And I won't use one. I'd rather use, Gary, the name that President Anderson always used, and that is the corner of wisdom. The corner of wisdom instead of the other one you like to tell me back there. And I've thought about that often. One day recently, I try to remember many of the faces of the people that I greet back here when we come, as you do each Sunday when we come to your ward. And I took the number of individuals, and I have in my phone, I get to see some extra things that you don't get to see. I get to see the ages of everybody in this congregation. And I took the ages of everyone in the corner of wisdom and got the average. And the average age over here is somewhere between 86 and 88 years old. Okay? Brothers and sisters, you're very blessed to have all of you in the ward, but especially these dear brothers and sisters over here. I hope that from time to time you'll take an opportunity to learn from them, to feel their testimonies, to feel their love of Jesus Christ and their Heavenly Father. To me, they're an example of scattering sunshine. I love the hymn, "Scatter Sunshine," and you think of the things into the trials. And I think one of the things that gets these individuals in our corner of wisdom over here through the trials of life and we've all experienced them, and they've probably experienced about as many as any of us. That is because they still find ways to scatter sunshine in the way they live their life as they're amongst us and the things they do. And we can learn from their example of trying to be positive and trying to look for little simple things we can do. I often have individuals ask, you know, they remark at how amazing it was that the Savior would bathe the feet of the disciples as he did. And once someone even asked me, how can we replicate that example of the Savior in our lives? And brothers and sisters, I believe that the way that we can bathe one another's feet as the Savior did is as we serve and love one another. And as we follow the promptings that we're given, as we offer our daily prayers to Heavenly Father to ask, where might we serve? Who might we touch? If we'll be receptive, we'll hear throughout the day the promptings of who and how we can serve. So my tribute to you, dear brothers and sisters in this ward, and especially in our corner of wisdom, who day in and day out are courageous, who love the Lord, who set a great example for all of us, for me personally, on striving to be more like Jesus Christ and doing the things we need to do and enduring to the end. Our ward conference theme this year is trying to become more of a Zion-like people. And brothers and sisters, one of the things that we felt by doing this in our ward conference today, that's how we become a Zion-like people. We sustain our leaders. You've sustained your former bishop and his counselors. You've sustained your new bishopric. And that's one of the great ways as we sustain them and follow their teaching and counsel, we're able to draw ourselves closer together and do the things we need to do to prepare for the second coming of Jesus Christ. A lot of times in a ward conference, we'll reveal one of the reasons for having our ward conferences at the beginning of the year, the last couple of years, is to be able to roll out, reveal the new state goals. Brothers and sisters, the Lord has told us as a presidency, those goals we had were pretty good goals last year about reading for the Book of Mormon daily, about scheduling and attending the temple as often as we're able to in our different circles in our lives, about taking names to the temple, about preparing ourselves either as a youth or adults as we're able to either serve missions, full-time missions. There's church service missions we can do from our home. There's even missionaries that if we can't physically go out and serve a mission, financially, it's okay to support other couples as they go out that might not be able to go out unless they have the finances. So I'm here to say that those goals we had last year are goals that were working, and we need to continue on in those goals this year. I've heard of many miracles that have taken place in families' lives. I've heard of individuals that have been strengthened in the faith. I know there's a lot more they need to be strengthened, and I testify as we continue to do the daily reading of the Book of Mormon, we'll see miracles of our family members being strengthened in the faith along with ourselves. We know that the second coming is going to happen. Elder Oaks, President Oaks, I want to share a thought with him. I love how he talked to us. He stated that, find his quote here. He said, "What if the day of his coming were tomorrow? If we knew that we would meet the Lord tomorrow through our premature death or through some unexpected coming, what would we do today? What confessions would we make? What practices would we discontinue? What accounts would we settle? What forgiveness would we extend? What testimonies would we bear?" And then he finally went on to say, if we would do those things then, why not do them now? Why not seek peace while peace can be obtained? If our lamps of preparation are drawn down, let us start immediately to replenish them. So brothers and sisters, I think what I like to ask is this as I end my remarks today. That is, can we help one another replenish our lamps to prepare ourselves together as a Zion-like people for the second coming of Jesus Christ? If we will help one another do that, we'll be prepared, be it today, tomorrow, many years from now. But as Elder Oak said, as we live to prepare ourselves to do that, that we'll know that we're ready whenever he comes to return to our Heavenly Father in Jesus Christ. I add my witness to all that's been given today. If there's one thing out of everything I've said up here today, it's as simple as I can say it, but as profound and as strongly, that is, I know this. With every fiber of my being, I know that Jesus Christ is our Savior. I know he knows you. I know he loves you. I know through his atonement, we can each find peace in our lives, through illnesses, through hard times, through things we need to repent of. If we will allow that to happen, I testify that principle works and it's real. And finally, I testify that Heavenly Father is in the heavens. He is literally our Heavenly Father, and He knows each one of you, and He loves each one of you. And I leave that testimony with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Father in heaven, we are very thankful that we could meet together today on a day set apart as Ward family members and friends. And we particularly thank thee this day, Father in heaven, for the blessings of the priesthood and how it has helped our ward. We're thankful for Bishop Mispack and Brother Brett Beckstead's sacrifice of their time for on our behalf and the sacrifice of their families in allowing them to serve us. We pray at this time, Father in heaven, for Bishop Roberts and for Brother Crabb and for Brother Holland and their families. And please prompt us so that we might know as ward members how we can sustain them, be sensitive to their families' needs, and to express our appreciation for their volunteerism and their willingness to serve us. Thank you, Father in heaven, for the opportunity to have taken the sacrament. We pray for our missionaries, and we pray for our new First Presidency and for the apostles and their efforts to lead our church. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.